Hey, shalom once more. We have continued to learn the secret of seeking after Jesus. The secret of seeking Jesus. Jesus says, those who seek me, they'll find me. And those who seek me must believe that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Now, but there's a case here of women who are really seeking after the body of Jesus Christ. They are not seeking Jesus who have resurrected. They do not have that understanding. But they have one thing. They have the diligent seeking. And Jesus honored their diligent seeking. So this hour, I just want us to really focus on how Jesus is able to win the souls of those who are diligent seekers. In the book of Jeremiah 23 and verses 13, it says, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I want you to see how Mary Magdalene and the rest of the women sought Jesus with all their hearts. These women were the last at the tomb, and they were the first at the tomb. By the time they were leaving, because of the preparation, or because of the Jewish festival, they went because they could still honor that. But very early in the morning, they are coming carrying spices to look for Jesus. And even when they sought for the people they thought would help her or help those women to seek after Jesus, these pastors, and the pastors could not be able to do this, these women, or this woman, because John talks about Mary Magdalene, but the other gospel talks about several women, is that Mary Magdalene, who had originally had seven demons, stuck there. She did not move from the tomb. She stood outside the tomb crying, and she was prepared to see the body. And she was not prepared to go back home without having known what happened to the body of her master. Jesus meant so much for Mary. And as she stood out there, she was crying. And as she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb. I think this is the first time she's looking at the tomb. She thought initially that the disciples, the pastors, her pastors would help her to pray or to seek after the Lord. But when she discovered that her pastors did not understand it, and when she discovered that her pastors went in and did not bring any report to her, she was waiting outside. And when she discovered that her pastors went home and left her there, she never followed them. She waited at the tomb. Now, I think this is the first time in verses 11, as she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb. Now, look, she now decided to bend over. She was afraid before, but now she's alone. The people she trusted cannot help. And I want you to know that times we think that some people would help us to pray. Sometimes we give them our prayer items and we think they are praying. How many times has people told you, please pray, 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 pray. This country is not in good shape, pray. And they say we are praying. They even write in today's social media, praying, lie. Many of them don't pray. Many of them forget. As soon as they wrote, or as soon as they said, I'll pray with you. But it is high time for you to pray for yourself. Don't just trust people to pray for you. We have all had an opportunity. The curtain is broken. Women have been allowed to take themselves to Jesus. Gentiles have been allowed to go straight to Jesus because the curtain has been torn from top to bottom. Go in and seek the Lord. God will not hear you because you are seeking in a group. I think there's a tendency of us thinking that we shall be heard because we are in a group. There's also a tendency to think that we shall be heard because we are crying. At two instances, Jesus and the angels asked Mary, "Why are you crying?" Look at verse 13. "Why are you crying? Woman, why are you crying?" These are the angels. Because she saw two angels. Instead of first seeing Jesus, she saw two angels. Now, a while ago, in the same spot where Jesus was raised, the disciples only saw some linen clothes. But when Mary continued to seek, there were angels. Do you think that angels were not there and came after the disciples left? No. The angels were still there. It's only because they were not seeking the Lord with all their hearts. They could not be able to see. Two people come to worship and to seek after Jesus. One is diligently seeking the Lord. Apparently, you might not even have a lot of understanding. Lack of understanding does not mean that Jesus cannot appear to you. It's good to have understanding. But even if you don't have understanding, we have seen here, Jesus will still appear to you. Because your heart is leaning to seeing him. Whether you know how he looks like, whether you're theologically upright or not theologically upright. That is to encourage everybody, even those who have never been to theological institutions or have never studied theology, is to let you know that you can see Jesus by yourself. But you don't need to cry unnecessarily. We want to be warned against just making some cry. Like this cry, you know the angels are asking her, "Woman, why are you crying?" And the other gospel is Mary said, "Because they have taken my Lord." And look at what she's saying. "They have taken my Lord away," she said. "And I don't know where they have kept him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing because she did not realize, but she did not realize it was Jesus. Let me also ask you another question. A while ago, a minute or so ago, the two disciples were at the same spot. Do you think Jesus had left and come back? No. But the difference is the disciples were not seeking the Lord with all their hearts. They sort of going home. They did not tarry. They did not continue looking after. The more we seek after Jesus, the more he's willing to be found. He has promised that those who seek me diligently, they shall find me. And so, same spot where the disciples could not find Jesus, the woman found Jesus. But Jesus, when he came, said, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking he was a gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I'll get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." Can you see how determined Mary was? She thought that Jesus was a gardener, and he was saying, "Where have you put him?" She knew that the body was there. She knew the body was not stolen. And even if it was stolen, I'm told that those days there were, grave thieves. But she's willing to go and look for the body. She's willing to go carry that body and bring it. What a love for the body of Jesus Christ. What a love for Jesus and his body. May God give us the love for his body. Do you love the body of Jesus the way Mary loved the body of Jesus? Today, the body of Jesus Christ are those who have been born again. Do we seek Jesus? Do we look for this body? Do we go to embalm this body? Do we go to make it look better? Do we go to clean the body of Jesus Christ? May God give us the joy of loving the body of Jesus. But as I said again, we should be warned of just having unnecessary crying. But well, Jesus called Mary, Mary turned towards him and cried, "Rabboni," teacher. She recognized it was Jesus. And Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father." So where was Jesus all this time? Jesus was still there. He was having the resurrected body. You don't just see the resurrected body without faith. Jesus is here with his resurrected body and with his glorified body. And so Jesus said, "Don't keep on holding to me." I think there has been a lot of confusion in this statement, because some Bible version says, "Do not cling to me, for I have not ascended to your Father, and who is also my Father. I have not ascended to my God and your God." So Jesus is giving a divination that my Father is your Father, even for women, that my God is my God. So Jesus was saying, "I'm your brother. I've died for you. I was dead. I'm alive now. And since I've not yet ascended." So even if the disciples did not find him, he was still there. And so today we are saying, seek the Lord with all your heart. So this clinging to the body or holding on to the body has two meanings. Some people say that Jesus was telling Mary not to touch her. But the other gospel said, when Mary saw Jesus, they touched her. And so how do we interpret the two? I think we can interpret this. Touching Jesus, I think she touched Jesus. And there was nothing that could happen in touching of Jesus, my view, in this one. But then Jesus was saying, "Do not continue clinging to me. Do not continue holding on to me. I'm still to go and present the work I have already done as a high priest." Remember those days, I could also take it last week, that Jesus was taking the position of the reigning high priest. And as a reigning high priest, if you look at the the Jewish way of their festivals, a Jew or a high priest would always take the blood, would always take the prayers of the people that he was representing to the Holy of the Holies. He was going to the manufactured or to the prepared tabernacle. But the Bible says Jesus entered into the real tabernacle itself. So he was going to present the blood there. So holding to his feet or not holding, we may not be able to get clearly what that meant. She could have held it, but Jesus is saying, "Don't continue holding. I'm still having some ministry to accomplish." But holding the feet of Jesus would not contaminate Jesus and would not make Jesus any worse or Mary worse as she was. But it would say, "I have still to go on and do some assignment." And so I want you to know that Jesus was able to reveal herself to Mary and not to the men because of diligent seeking. May we become diligent seekers for Jesus Christ. We may not have understanding. If we have understanding, the better. But even if you don't have understanding, Jesus will still be found to those who look after him. There's a scripture that says, "I was found to those that did not even seek after me," especially for the Gentile. That's to show the sovereignty of Jesus. Lord God, help us to seek after Jesus diligently, to seek you with faith, to seek you with understanding. Now that we know, help us to combine our understanding, our faith, and our love to you. And I know you reveal yourself to us. In Jesus' name.